Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
It tastes like candy.
Yeah. Was it a capsule? Did it look like dirty?
No, it was a little red pill, whatever stuff. Hey, everybody, welcome to the last draft.
We're talking about suppositories, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. The quarter kinds you get at the college campuses.
The stuff you have to put in your butt so because you can't shit.
Because
you've been backed up for some time.
I ain't gonna lie, since barcode or whatever, I ain't been backed up. Well, I was never barked up, but since barcode I left or whatever, I don't know what the fuck they gave me or whatever, but I've been going like at least 3 times a day now.
Damn. This is one of them like full on 100% dairy suppositories.
Man, I did eat some cheese the other day. That fucked me up, seriously.
Maybe what you should do, being the fact that now you're locked down, you really can't leave your house, and you have probably abundant supply of toilet paper, you should just overload your body with dairy and see if you could break the cycle.
You know, that's the thing. Because it's not about if I eat dairy or whatever, because it depends on the dairy product, whatever. If I have to go shit, it's sometimes I have to throw up.
Oh, okay, yeah. Never mind.
So,
wait, but is there certain things that you know if you eat, you'll throw up?
Or like, ice cream for sure.
You'll throw up?
I'll throw that shit up. I mean, you saw that firsthand one time.
You need that drumstick at the office?
Ooh. That drumstick was
no joke.
Which, by the way, I love drumsticks.
But you fucked that thing up. You're like,
I only ate two.
Man, you ate that shit like the cookie monster. Cookie.
I only took 3 bites.
Yeah, because it was 1, 2, 3.
No, I threw it away.
Oh.
What are you talking about? I looked right at you.
I thought you ate it so fast.
No.
Like, it was so good.
That's why I was standing by the trash can. I was just like,
oh.
Yeah. I was like, this ain't going
to
work out.
I thought you were trying to do it like Mr. Al, like the Tootsie Roll Pop. Like,
oh.
Let's find out.
Mr. Al.
1, 2, 3. Gone.
You know Mr. Al sucking some dick.
Yeah.
You know he sucks some dick. You know.
See, it depends.
Oh.
Does Mr. Al, if he wants to get down, does he do the 1, 2, 3 bite? Or does he just suck on that Tootsie Roll?
I tell you this right now, that fucker's a biter, so I ain't letting that thing. That motherfucker ain't getting near my
I have a teacher that says, lick it, don't bite.
And hey, spit as a quitter or whatever.
But lick it, don't bite.
You saw how far that Al's eyes rolled in the back of his fucking head? He was just like,
right. And you see how he gave him the stick back? Like, I don't want the fucking stick after you ate my candy.
No, he's pretty much like, I'm done with you. Good day.
Yeah. Go away, little white boy.
That stick was like
technically, if you remember, it was a little white
boy. That's right. That stick was like an R. Kelly victim after he done pissed on him. He's just like,
pretty much,
I'm done with you now.
Ooh.
Cheers.
Technically, someone did get peed on today. Yep, it wasn't R. Kelly.
It was my mother.
Yeah.
Oh, little
Mommy Darius got peed on.
Yeah, little Gamora. She pissed on. Hey, good on Gamora.
Yeah.
I'm glad my little pup, though, pissed on her because could have pissed on the couch.
You could have pissed on the couch.
Rather hurt better you than me or whatever. So shit.
Yeah.
People, this is The Last Drop. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
Hey, it's Yoon. I'm that guy.
That guy Yoon is here, whatever.
That guy.
I's here?
Yeah.
Is here?
Yeah. Lockdown 2020. COVID-19.
Yeah, we're doing.
Well, technically, isn't it COVID-20 now? Because we're technically in COVID.
Well, 2020. We're doing this via Skype because we're keeping our 6 feet distance. And,
yes. It sounds like I'm in the room, I'm not really in the room.
Sound like,
you get what I'm trying to say here.
Sound like Jermell now with his E's and R's. They just non-existent.
I'm in the room.
So they killed your leader.
No. I think he's all right. I think he just probably just had a really bad case of indigestion or something.
Maybe he ate some nachos.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's been drinking way too much Hennessy because of the fact that, it's North Korea. What the fuck they doing? They probably ain't locked down.
Man.
What's the point? The question is this. If you look
speaking of nachos, our favorite place, Lincoln House. Look at them nachos right there.
Oh. Jesus.
Lord have mercy.
Jesus.
Man, we should go there to eat one day.
We should.
Yeah. A lot of places we just need to go to just to eat.
Yeah. But Mr. King John, make it say, Yeah, he all right. You thought he would be a little bit lighter and had a little pep in his step. No, they said that supposedly he was out somewhere doing a ribbon cutting ceremony for some hotel.
Yeah.
Hotel in Korea?
No, it wasn't a hotel. It was a landscape.
Oh, that's right. It was a fertilizer factory. Fertilizer factory. My ass. They making explosives. he taking from the Timothy McVeigh playbook on how to make explosives.
I can see him now, like from Team America. They got the little puppy, whatever. He's jumping up there going, yes, horse, shit on that lawn.
Yeah.
Yes, good, excellent. Yeah. he's like, yes, take your shit and we'll bottle it and we'll give it to the Americans. I don't know why he has like a fucking fucked up German Austrian accent. He, whatever,
he'd be like Trevor Noah. I'd be like, say what's up.
I can see it. He can give it to Dennis Rodman.
Mm.
They're good friends.
Yeah. Why are you giving him shit?
I can't go home to my family.
Yeah.
That guy won't let me go home. I'm a friend though. He should fight Palpatine. Your non-English is giving you strength.
Yeah. is it me or does Dennis Rodman need some form of I don't know, like a decongestion, like a Claritin.
Dennis Rodman looks like fucking something. Palpatine. Yeah, he looks like Black Palpatine.
He looks like Claritin D or something.
Yeah, he needs the elf in the counter shit though.
Because he needs to get that nose ring out and all the other shit's probably blocking his ability to breathe.
Man, that dude don't even look human
Have you watched the thing with the
Michael Jordan thing?
Yeah.
What was it called? I was about to say Just
the Dance. The Last Dance or something?
Just Dance.
It's
called Just Dance.
The Last Dance. Yeah.
Hey, we need to sue the ass.
So you think you can dance?
The Last Dance? Yeah. We suing the asses.
No, I haven't watched any because
I ain't watched any of
them. I'm waiting for all of them to come out.
Yeah, all finished.
So I can just binge watch the shit out of them.
The Last Dance? Them motherfuckers ripped me off. I'm going to sue their asses.
Is it the Last Dance? I don't know.
It is the last dance.
Some do the dance.
Look, the only last there needs to be is the last drop, goddamn it, okay?
Well, heard this last day of lockdown up. We can back to fucking normal life.
It's normal to me. I ain't gonna lie. I just get a lot of extra sleep.
Man, my sleep is all fucked up.
It is whiskey week, though.
Is it?
And now.
Is it?
It's time to just open up something a little special here, whatever. We just ate. We full now.
Mind you, it's the first of the month.
Wait, gotta get that welfare check.
Did I get paid? I hope I got paid.
You didn't get paid. No. You didn't get paid. And guess what? Guess what today, dude?
What today?
Guess what?
What? It's my birthday! Ladies and gentlemen, yes, tomorrow will be my...
Today is your birthday.
Well, technically today... Well,
2 days ago.
Well, yes. When you hear it, will be Monday.
Yeah.
So, Saturday, yes, 2 days birthday.
Yeah.
It's my birthday!
It's my birthday!
Yes. Yeah, I'm about to get an orange out of my little spaceship.
So I treated him to a nice burger.
It was fantabulastic.
I want to thank all the ladies and gentlemen over at Barcode once again, or whatever, the greatest bar in all of SoCal.
They're the best.
You finally had that burger, man.
I finally did, and it did not disappoint. Wow.
And you should see all the shit we got. Only a little bit over 100, but like 110 at the most. And even like coming home, does it look like coming home we have more stuff than we did when we ate there?
Well, because we still had the drink things and stuff and things like that. But yeah, we had a bunch of bags.
Oh, the fries.
Yeah.
Oh, we still had a bag of fries. That's why.
So yeah, but man, well, we have four burgers, two doubles.
Yours had cheese. Mine had bacon on it. My sister had an egg and bacon on hers.
So in and out.
She had a single. Yeah, really.
She's so in and out.
My mother, who I want to give a standing ovation to, she took that whiskey shot like a champ.
Yeah,
like,
grandmaster people.
I was like, look at her go. And she was dancing. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, what's going on here? We got our drinks and stuff to go, but we kind of just stayed in the parking lot area. If you will, whatever
and
stuff.
Yeah, it was cool, yeah. Because the shade was nice, and we got to hang out.
Yeah, we had the dog with us or whatever stuff.
Practice social distancing. Yeah.
We saw a crackhead. And,
I took a bite out of my burger and then put it 6 feet away from my face.
That burger was just... It's so fulfilling. That's the word for... It's fulfilling.
Oh, man.
I devoured that motherfucker. It don't last no more.
No, man. All I know is that... You would think that when I saw mine, that... Because the meat pads were kind of stacked on the side of each other, that it was going to slip off. But the cheese glued the meat patties together.
That's why yours was so neat together.
Oh, mine was so pretty.
Man. Because my shit was a mess.
I killed it.
My hands was covered in sauces and shit like that. Whatever. It's so funny. You got one to go, too.
Yes, I did. I got one to go. I got rice. this fried rice with bacon in it, and I also got this
the loco
loco moco fried rice with some gravy. It looked bomb as shit.
I just got a regular single with bacon on it, and order fried rice for me to go. I was like, I can't do another double.
Oh no,
not today. I can't do another double.
I will eat. I'm gonna be eating this deliciousness for the next couple days. I will let you know right now.
That's fucking fantastic. So thanks for those guys, whatever, for still holding it down over there.
Big ups, Barcode. Yep, they keeping us alive and keeping us well
and fed. And fed. Fed. That's the key word here.
Fed and hydrated. So cannot complain. Appreciate it. Much love to y'all.
So
all the fellas out there.
What we got right here today is a very special bottle right here. Pussy juice.
I'm about to drink me some.
Pussy juice. Hey,
flash your light over here and show me what this is.
Mm. Let me flash my light on you then, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. You see that right there?
You see the texture of this?
Yeah, you see that texture. It's like the dog's piss on my mama.
It's a little sour.
Yeah, ooh.
It must be. Pussy juice.
They call that around here a Casper.
Boss Hog. Boss Hog. The
Boss Hog 6th Edition Samurai Scientist. I'm going to say Samurai Scientist. Oh, I did Samurai. Yeah, Samurai Scientist. Right? Yeah. The Whistle Pig here.
Woo!
Man. So they... Woo! Little history note on this bottle. They only made 1,000 of these bottles. I'm still waiting on my certificate of authentication here.
Yep.
So I can, you know, frame that motherfucker, put it on the wall, and be like, I own one of these.
Authenticity.
Yeah, authenticity. Certification. Yeah. My certification right here. Yeah. My certification. There you go. And
I graduated.
We're getting close into the summer, which is bourbon season. Bourbon season as far as I think. My theory is I think scotch is for winter and bourbon is usually for summer. Since we're getting into the summertime, I thought we could kick May off, especially because it's your birthday.
What day is it tomorrow?
It's already that day.
Okay, yeah, it's already.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, it's already passed.
Yeah, it's already done.
Yeah, I'm sober now.
We're on my mom's birthday now.
I'm sober, yeah.
Pretty
Move
much.
Move on up. Moving on to the next tour's birthday.
The day before Mother's Day, too.
Wow.
Yeah. I just ordered a bunch of shit, whatever stuff, because I got to tell you.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to get my mom for Mother's Day.
Nothing.
Yeah,
and
unconditional love.
Not a goddamn thing.
Yeah, I'm going to give her unconditional love. I'm just going to call her and be like, hey, happy Mother's
Day. Take Gamora with you and show her.
No, my mom probably freaked out on dogs.
She'll probably try to cook it.
You're probably right. She's like, are we having dinner? No, I just brought her so you could see it.
I'll get some rice
not
together.
Not eat it.
I'll be on the phone with her. Hey, don't leave her near my dog. Please. don't leave her nowhere
Look,
near.
Look, the fact that this dog is what? How many inches?
2 months now? Like,
no, but how small is that thing?
Yeah, but do you see the stomach and chest?
Right, but I'm just thinking the sense when it's on its feet, mm-hmm. It doesn't look that big. But my mother would probably be so afraid of this tiny little animal that she'd freak the fuck out.
Oh, especially because Gamora, she gets a lot of energy. She likes running around a lot, so they probably look at her, oh my god, she's attacking me. I'd be like, she's a guardian of the galaxy, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't think my mom would appreciate too much.
Oh, so, well, I know what you'll appreciate.
Yes.
This Boss Hog. So,
yes, Boss Hog.
So this Whistle Pig is a rye. It's one of 1,000 bottles or whatever. Because if you've seen, as we've been whiskey hunting a lot or whatever, most of the Boss Hogs we've seen has the silver top.
Well, yes, that is correct.
This one has the black top.
Yes, which black samurai.
Which makes it one of a kind. Yeah. Now, first of all, on the case and presentation right here.
Wow, it's pretty. It is fucking pretty.
That's a last drop for me. It's beautiful little locker case, though. I love.
Wait, there's latches on both sides?
Yeah, latches on both sides of it. Now, normally this...
Look how pretty this is.
Now, for me, the price is just...
Yeah.
See, the price is not... It doesn't bother me if it was like Cavalon or something like that. Mm. But for Whistle Pig, I just don't see any Whistle Pig tasting that goddamn amazing to be that high in price.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, this is the cheapest I've ever seen it, which was $400 at Costco.
Because
I just told you, I saw it
Costco,
at Costco,
everybody.
Wine.
Costco.
I saw it at Total Wine the other day for $5.79. I was just like, oof.
Yeah, we saw it in another place. It was, I think, $5.99 or $4.99.
Oh, no, it was yeah.
Yeah, $4.99.
Yeah, $4.99. That's right, yeah.
Grand, it was like $4.99.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it at tons of places. Not this one in particular because they all had the silver top.
Right.
But to get a limited edition of only 1,000 one for only 400, that's somewhat worth it, I guess. So look,
we could go back to the money I spent on those supposedly special edition Red Breasts for $100. No, so how many did I buy those?
You bought like three, right?
Yes, exactly.
You brought three of those Red Breasts.
Right, and they all taste the same.
Yeah,
they all taste the same. There's only two. And I bought a second one of one of them just to say I had it. Yeah.
See, that pisses me the fuck off now hearing you say that, because I gave it to who did I give some to? I put a little sample to someone or whatever, and they were like,
all right. Yeah, exactly.
Then they said, let me try the other one or whatever. And they was like, what the fuck? And exactly. I was just like, it's the same shit. And he was like, he's a different. He thought I gave him the same
thing by accident.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I just said, no. I said, one is A and one is B or whatever and stuff like. He's like, what kind of backhanded shit? I was just like, that's what I'm saying. I was just like, that's some fuckery for you. Yeah, like, how are you going to tell people to run out and collect some shit, first of all? And then, you offering the same shit. Not only that, when the 12 cash drink is not only stronger.
Better.
But it has more flavor to it, whatever. It's more pop. And it's fucking cheaper.
It's super
fucking cheaper.
It's much cheaper. Much cheaper. How much did we get that thing for, like, $65?
$65 at Beverage Warehouse? Yeah, it was $65. So, and sometimes you can get it for $59. Yeah, I mean, if you got a Total Wine or BevMo coupon, you can probably get $10 extra off, whatever, get it for the $55,
$59. Right.
So, I'm taking that into consideration when I look at those Red Breasts. Like, that really pisses me the fuck off. I'm just like,
I was expecting excitement and, like, wow factor.
It kind of made me bored, to be honest, the whole just, I was just like, wow, I just, fuck your limited releases or whatever. Like, especially when they're limited releases too, and they'd be like, hey, these are one of a kind. You know, when I get a limited release, I just poured you some MGP.
Delicious.
Holy shit. Have you ever tasted anything like that before?
Last I could think of, Booker's.
Yeah, the Booker's 30.
Oh, that place when we went to
the Blind Donkey.
Oh my God.
That place, that place we did Whiskey Week last month for McAllen's Pub, whatever, $15 a pour.
That's fucking ridiculous. 15, the Booker's 30?
For 1 ounce.
Oh, yeah, we got 4 ounces.
It was only $30 for 2 ounce.
Yeah, we did.
No, it was way more than $40. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm saying we got 4 ounces. It was like $80.
Yeah, each. Each,
by the way. I remember it was like $160 for the Bookers.
It was more than that.
I think each of us was like $80. That was the Bookers, and then the other shit we bought. That night was, something special.
Yeah, that was the night that girl lost her phone.
Oh, yeah, that was when the titty thing popping out thing. Oh,
what was that night? Was that just random?
It was a Saturday night, remember? Because I ended up coming down here and we went and
hung out here. That's right, yeah, because we was going to go to the room and I don't think I felt like driving or some shit like that. I was like,
I said, hey, why don't you keep it different, do it different, and then I'll come to Long Beach and we'll party in Long Beach.
And the reason why we went to the Blind Donkey is because you wanted to sit down and get a drink first.
Right.
And I was like, I got a good whiskey bar, we can go to the Blind Donkey.
Yeah, so we walked up from your house, drank there, and then we went down to
Federal.
Yeah. That was the best night.
Grimy ass fucking
night. That Federal place is so grimy as
fuck. And then we went to Wingstop.
Oh my goodness. How we top all that off? That is fucking epic proportions.
Look at the excitement of your heart. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Because that was the time when I got that Mexican corn.
Woo! I almost called you Soo Young.
Soo Young. Junta.
Junta. Junta. Junta.
Oh man, that shit was Lee, so good. Lee. Kata. Kata.
What? Because the way you just looked right now when I said Wingstop.
Oh man. My eyes opened up like, yeah.
I gotta tell you, it's like so Wingstop and Barcode have been my quarantine places, whatever. Wingstop every Tuesday. This motherfucker right here, man.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday,
this shit right here, right here, this shit right here, right here, this shit.
Cuz.
Shit. Cuz. Like, Crypto Chronic Cut, like, nigga. This
shit. Wait, talk about I'm gonna die? Death? No. Death? You ain't gonna hear.
Shit. Yeah. You get like 50 wings for $20? Shit. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you. 60 cent wings.
More reason why Berkshire House can go fuck themselves. Oh, man. That name of the place is called Berkshire House. Yeah, it's so good.
So good. Yeah, my flavors are lemon pepper and that spicy Korean barbecue.
I thought you got Parmesan.
I get the last time.
Yeah.
So the last time I got Parmesan, like garlic Parmesan, the standard buffalo wing, got the medium hot whatever
flavor. Yeah, because you got four different flavors.
Yeah, I got and I got the spicy Korean barbecue, and then of course the lemon pepper. Because you can't go wrong with lemon pepper.
Give me all 30 lemon pepper. Oof. I'll take 5 barbecues.
I need a variety because man, like I was like telling your mom earlier, mm-hmm. that shit took me like a week to eat. Okay, so for people,
you get y'all the corn too. You gotta get the corn too.
Yeah, I did. I got the corn. I got fries.
I had corn, fries, lemon pepper, and brownies.
Oh man, so I need brownies.
You fuck with their brownies? No. Dude, you'll get
mad. I'm not a big brownies.
No, this brownie is so for Janae. I gave her a bite of mine. She was like, "You gotta give me more of these next time, whatever." They're so chocolatey and gooey.
Are they?
They gonna give you mad.
Mad bitches.
Yeah, like they ain't nothing.
They gonna coat the Hershey Highway.
You take a little of that paparico and that corn and rub it on your fucking brownie. Whatever, so you
be like, man, I be looking that crap off the corn, and I know my blood pressure is shooting through the roof.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. That corn actually scared me more than anything else.
Funny thing, so as I was saying to your mom that I had the chicken for so long, mm-hmm. that eventually, okay, for everyone knows that when you get those chicken, the boneless chicken, they're nuggets. Yeah. It's white meat chicken.
Yeah.
By the time I was eating the last batch of chicken, mm-hmm. it was dark meat. Because all the grease and the sauce had absorbed into the chicken, and now it made it dark meat chicken.
I went to Chick-fil-A.
That shit was fucking delicious.
After I left Total Wine 2 days ago, I went to Chick-fil-A because it was in a little shopping center, that little Long Beach thing. I got the nuggets on the side too. Them things are so tiny, man.
They're so small.
And they're like $7. Yeah. The
only reason why I thought that 50 wings won't be as bad because the last time I got like the 30 something wings, right? They weren't that big. They were probably just between like a quarter and a half dollar. Like they weren't that big, but there were some that were big, but there were some that were small. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I should be all right. If they're going to mix and match these in terms of the size, I should be all right. So that's why I ordered the 50, and damn, that shit took me a week.
Account balance alert, unidentified inbound transfer of $120, Amazon. That sound like spam.
Okay, if it came from spam, yeah. If it ain't your bank, then fuck that shit.
That sound like spam, like a motherfucker, then whatever. I like how I get that text message from a 707 number. That's beautiful. But yeah, these little nuggets from Chick-fil-A, man, that's like.
Yeah, no, I bought that. I bought the 30 pack because I didn't even know
they had a fucking 30 pack.
Yeah, I went and stopped by the office to get something to eat. I mean, I was dropping stuff off at the post office because I had to pick something up.
The one in the mall?
Yeah, the one in the mall downstairs below Macy's. So I stopped by there, dropped some shit off. Cause I had to ship something, and then boom! I go to because I know Silk Road Part Two.
You know? I feel you.
Yeah. It's, you know, the Asian Avenue.
Okay.
I had to go and drop some shit off. Boom! Stop by the Chick-fil-A in the food court. They're the only thing that's open, and man, I bought like four spices.
I'm shocked that the post office is open.
The post office, they have double screen protection, so they have that plastic barrier built on the actual desk, mm-hmm. and they have a plastic like clear tarp that hangs down, so when you have to like pay for shit, you have to reach underneath it and then put it in your credit card underneath the little machine, so you can't spit two times.
Everybody needs a finger touch.
Speaking of finger touch, our elevator is now at the office. They have this little touch screen where you type in your number.
Some Tony Stark shit?
Yeah, and then you badge your shit on the machine, and then it tells you which elevator car to go to. So you don't have to play that mystery fucking, what elevator is going to ding for me today.
Okay, back into the whistle pig now. Time to take the top off now.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute, hold on, I got to do this right. It's my birthday!
It's my birthday! Oh, look at that black ninja.
That black pig full ninja.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you're right.
Motherfucker. Yeah. It's a pig. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's a pig.
Is it me or does it look like Lord Helmet's fucking helmet in Spaceballs?
I fucking hate that movie so goddamn much.
but doesn't it?
No.
Okay, maybe it's just
Helmet
me.
Is huge.
Maybe it's just me.
I know people like that. I fucking despise that goddamn. It is not funny at all. It's like not just like.
Oh, you know what you love? I know
white
you love
people shit. That Friday. That's why. Like
there, I actually bought the DVD. Only reason why I bought the DVD is because
man, it's so outdated. No Blu-ray.
Yeah. Okay. It was back then when the DVDs were still.
Oh, it was back then. Back the way you made it sound like you said.
Okay. It was like Mike Jones back then. Didn't want me. Now I'm hot. All about me.
Nobody want you.
Okay. No. No one. No.
I'll
knows.
Take you.
Yeah. No. It's okay. So I bought the DVD. Reason why is because they said that it came with a special ludicrous mode.
Oh, what the you fuck could is watch that? The, what look, does that mean?
You could watch the movie.
The fuck is a ludicrous mode?
You know when Rick Moranis says, I want to go to ludicrous speed. They play the movie in 30 seconds and the movie's over. That's perfect for you. You can watch the entire movie in 30 seconds.
I'd rather jack off in a cactus than watch that fucking movie again. Okay.
Oh, wait, why are you sitting on one?
That movie is shit. Okay. You know, the thing is, too, as someone who used to review movies whenever I had to hear from all these other people that review, man, it's one of the greatest comedies of all time. Shut the fuck up.
Because everyone's talking about Mel Brooks.
I don't give a fuck about Mel Brooks, okay? Mel Brooks can suck a dick, okay? I could care less about Mel Brooks. He's coming back, though, JB, from retirement, because I don't give a fuck. I gotta give a shit less when he coming back.
So if you hated that movie, you must have hated, was it The Princess Bride?
I can give a fuck less about Princess Bride, too. Yep. Princess Bride is fine, though, but I'd watch that over fucking Spaceballs. Spaceballs is not fucking funny at all. Okay? Spaceballs are these balls right here, whatever shit.
Like that big black one over there that says blue on
big
it.
Big black that says, it does say blue.
Yeah. It's a big black ball.
Blue ball.
And that says blue on it.
It's a big black blue ball.
Yeah, it's a big black blue ball. Yeah, you speak into it. Yeah. Yep.
Put your mouth on that.
Yeah, put your mouth on it. Try to suck on this one.
Yeah. You want to suck my blue ball?
It's like one big jawbreaker.
You want to suck my blue ball, baby?
Yeah. It's black.
Yeah. I hate to see when I start using the iMac to record these. Are you going to fucking, because that's going to be your mic over there, whatever. Are you going to start putting your fucking,
I just want to take this time to say, I've been watching you and your little friend over there.
Yeah. Why don't you go in? Touch this big black knob.
It's a Coming to America reference, people. Now that's better than Spaceball. Okay, that's a real comedy. You want to talk about comedy? That's a comedy, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, people are like, you're just saying that because you're black. You're goddamn right. You're goddamn right, okay? It's much better, okay? Friday. It's America classic.
I always get people to recommend, well, since we've been on lockdown, to watch see certain comedy specials.
Friday. Oh.
No, those stand-up comedy specials. Oh, maybe it's just me. I can't relate to
none of this. It's like none of this funny.
Unless it's like black humor.
Yes.
Yeah. I can watch any black comedian, no problem. Right?
Let me ask you this.
But I can't watch non-black people unless, okay, the only person that I can watch that's not black
is Bill Burr.
Oh, fuck.
You love Bill Burr, though. You
Gary Owens. But he's a brother anyway, yeah, so brother, it don't really matter. So, right. But technically, yes, he is a white man married to a black woman. Okay?
Well, let me ask you this. I forgot my question now.
Yeah, no, I tried to watch something else the other day.
That's my question. Were you a big Seinfeld fan?
Fuck no.
Okay, thank you. That show sucks.
I can't watch no Seinfeld. People, I can't watch Seinfeld. I can't watch anything Larry David.
People
I can't watch that shit.
People say that Seinfeld was the greatest TV show of all time. Fuck no. And that Jerry Seinfeld is one of the best.
You know what was the best TV show of all time? Fucking
Friday.
Love Boat.
Oh.
Love Boat. Okay, I just threw that out there because it was
Queen of the Damned.
It was some old shit.
The Blade series.
Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. JJ. Dynamite, baby.
Happy Days.
Yeah.
Sanford and Son.
Oh, Sanford and Son's shit. Don't you talk about my Sanford.
Okay. What I don't understand is this. How the fuck did they make a show
called Seinfeld?
No, called Benson, where a black man is still the butler.
Well, because
Mr. Belvedere was a white man from like the UK.
Well, they did that in Fresh Prince too. He was a black butler.
Well, but he's a black family.
The thing is that they look at that going like, we're giving them jobs though.
What the fuck? Some racist ass shit. Obviously, but I was so young. Racism wasn't really a big thing in my eyes.
Yeah, you came up with a boat. Why would
I was just so excited. Exactly. I was oar number six. You know, hey, oar six, you better row faster. Yes, sir. I'm getting really tired of
my thing was world. Always that, like, you know, black people, they always say like, oh, black people's lazy and stuff like that. I'm just like, look here, we were forced to come here to work for free.
Yeah.
So if we choose to sit on our ass, so be it. You work somewhere for free, your ass would want to sit down too.
Hey, like they say in life, nothing in life is for free, right?
Yeah, well, it's
for free. Could you imagine that when you were...
The White House being built was for free. Okay.
Could you just imagine the fact that, okay,
like some loyal hound dogs, we made up that flag. You know,
I'm a native of Africa. These white people are like, hey, we have this boat over here. Mm-hmm. We want to take you around the world. Would you say no? I'm like, I've been in this hot-ass place for how many years? But you want to put me on a boat near water? Let's go.
I don't think they really had a choice in the matter, per se, because, you know.
But even if they asked nicely.
No.
Shit.
Hell no, I wouldn't have went. Because I'd have been like, did you not just
see? But how you not know?
Because I would have been like, this chick just asked me if the royal penis was clean. Do you really think I want to get on a boat with you with no women? Are you out your goddamn mind?
But they did bring men and women.
No, they didn't. They didn't bring no women. They separated them. They was fucking the women. That's why. That's fucking
true.
The women.
That's true.
Look, it was like, look here.
You ain't good enough to be my bitch.
Yeah. What's your name, boy?
But you can get fucked. He's like, wait a minute. Kunta Kinte. Your name gonna be Tobias today. Yeah. Your name is Tobias right now.
It's funny because my sister, she tries to say if there was a movie and they had to make a Tobias, she's like, I'd make a good Tobias. She's like, I can see you running the hall. Y'all better shut up now. Master coming. Tobias.
Wait, what about Cody? Cody looks like a good Tobias. Oh.
He does, actually. Yeah.
Cody, if you listen to this, I nothing but love for you, brother. Nothing but love. I'm just jealous because you got to fucking get down with Tessa Thompson.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd snitch on him if we was in slavery together. I'd be like, Master, I don't trust that Negro over there. Look at him.
Yeah. He light skinned and everything.
He fucking misses. Yeah. He's putting his Negro dick in her.
He been in that main house. Yeah. I don't know what you are letting him do in the main house. Yeah. But I don't go to him in the main house, but he do.
And then while he's whipping Cody's ass, whatever, I'm in the back, I'm going, yeah, harder.
Boy, this fried chicken's so good.
Yeah, harder.
Aunt Jemima, what you make it with?
Yeah. You know Aunt Jemima sewed that goddamn flag together too. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah. So, Whistlepig now. People are like, what the fuck happened here? He's like, yeah. Lord Hume, would you like to do the honor?
No, please go right ahead.
No, I want you to
pop. Oh, wait, what the fuck's in here?
That's a little pig.
Oh, shit.
It's a little origami.
You get a little origami pig?
Yeah. You didn't look at my pictures?
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
You can't get this motherfucker out.
Oh, shit.
Little origami pig.
Man, this thing cost $400, this little piece of paper?
Yeah, paper. That'd be funny if this bottle was empty and that pig was just sitting there going like, you just got $400.
Yeah. Oh, bitch, fuck you.
Look how smooth it just lifts.
Oh,
damn, it's heavy as a motherfucker,
this
though.
Silent. Damn, this is.
I thought it was plastic, to be honest. Now, hell no.
Shit, this thing is metal. Man, if someone throws at you, you having a bad day.
What's heavier, though? That Glen Morangi Signet or that one?
Wow, that's the question.
That Glen Morangi is way heavier than that shit.
Is it?
Oh, fuck yeah, without a doubt, dude. Yeah. Get a whiff of that bad boy, real quick. Oh, wow. You know, another reason how you get the limited edition one is if it's in Japanese. If it's in English, then you get the regular one. But since it's the first of all presentation,
it's sexy.
Silk. If you drop this, you a dumbass. I gotta tell you, I don't know how you could drop this. It's got a nice firm grip. Get your grip on there.
Oh, is that if I'm grabbing anything that's in terms of alcohol, I am kung fu gripping the shit out of
it. Man, that's a great color for a ride. Man,
call what you want. Yes, if I was white, I'd still call it a kung fu grip. I don't give a fuck.
You want a little more?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. It's a celebration, bitch.
It's a celebration! Charlie Murphy!
Darkness is everyone. Darkness. Oh, what's going on? Darkness.
Bitches. Charlie Murphy. Charlie Murphy. Bitches.
Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself. Wow,
that smells fantabulastic.
Oh, damn, that does smell good. Holy shit. Ooh, that did hit me right in the fucking nose. I was not expecting that.
Wow, that is effervescent.
For a ride, that's a dark amber color, too.
Yeah, wow.
Shit.
What's the history on this thing? How many years they aged this bad boy?
Oh, fuck.
Does it say?
I'm not going to be sure on that one because I'm not. Rides aren't my specialty. So I'm not really. Per se, neither is Whistlepig, to be honest.
Well, I would think that, isn't it, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it the...
Whatever you're probably going to say, I'm about to guarantee you're about to say it's for bourbon.
No, I was just going to say in the general sense, the aging process, doesn't it get darker as it gets older?
No, that's not necessarily true.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, that fucking smell is like, I can't get any flavors off this. It's just a straight alcohol. What are you getting on the nose? I'm just getting
as out. I always say, alcohol.
Unity.
Yeah.
No. Unity.
Unity.
I'm trying to get some here, people.
You know what? You know, this it sounds like, I smell two words. Ashley, Madison, I'm about to have an affair.
I smell two words of pussy and juice. There's like
Oh my god.
There's like a light oak in there though.
Man,
you gotta close one nose. That's high, whatever. You gotta close one nose and open up the other one. Oh my god, is the fucking ABV on this? It is really fucking potent, dude. Like, it's sticking out like crazy. Only 120 proof?
Wow.
Well, you know what? Cheers.
R. Kelly, don't let him pee on you.
Oh my god. The taste is just straight alcohol. Like, look at your face. Like, what the fuck? God damn. Damn.
Wow.
It's probably the strongest whistle pick I've ever fucking had.
Ooh. Okay.
Mmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is a punch to the fucking throat.
That caught me off guard.
Ooh, shit.
I was not expecting that.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Breath, and your breath must be really hot right now because you just had some MGP too.
Mm.
So your shit is probably like, man.
Oh, man.
Bringing the heat today.
I'm going to have to take a couple Tums and put the fire out of my stomach.
Man, get some Pepto-Bismol in there. Let it percolate just a little bit. Yeah. Get that bubblegum flavor. Just chew on it.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow, this is something else.
This is.
Wow, it's still in my throat.
Yeah. I can't get any flavors, though, on the tongue neither, though. It's like just straight
alcohol.
It is just straight fucking alcohol.
We should get like a little cap and just set it on fire and see if it bites.
Let's go take it outside and do an experiment.
We'll do it later.
Yeah. Let's get Gamora around there.
Yeah. Here.
Here, Gamora.
Jump over this.
Yeah, that's your new toy. Yeah. That's your new toy. Animal
oh my God.
PETA's coming after me now. They're like, what?
They won't know.
That Negro, what? He's going to do what to that pup?
No, because then they'll be like, wait, is there a current person in the house? Get him. Mm.
It's so fucking hot. It's like warm as shit. I can't give you flavors. All I can give you is just the heat and body sense of it or whatever. The alcohol is just too potent on it. I don't even know how. Is
man,
it,
all that...
I tell you what. I see why they call it the samurai scientist, though. Because you need to be a fucking samurai to drink this shit.
Man, Tom Cruise, but watch out, man. Fuck, Last Samurai? Fuck.
Man.
Ouch.
Well, at least they made Brad Pitt the Mexican, so...
That's true.
It balances things out.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks is the last Negro on Earth, so...
Yeah.
And
Scarlett Johansson is a fucking Ghost in a Shell.
Well, that's an anime.
Yeah,
you can make her whatever the fuck you want.
That's
make
true.
Whatever.
That's
it ain't like she's called Asian in a Shell. Or
that's
like
true.
That.
That's
so
true.
It's like,
that's true. Right. They ain't call her out.
Yeah.
White girl that's Asian in a Shell.
I think they did call her out on that.
They did.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fans that gave her... There's a lot of blowback for it. I don't give a fuck. I watched that shit.
I don't give a shit. You know, the funny part is...
I'm watching Scarlett Johansson.
And number two, nobody even watched that fucking movie. So, please, shut the fuck up, please.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I watched it like 100 times.
Koji, a naturally... occurring rice mold has been used for millennia in the production of sake.
Ooh.
And
rice mold?
I could see this falling in the vein of rice. I'm thinking of like Japanese whiskey with rice, like the ohishi.
Ohishi?
Which is a rice whiskey or whatever. I can somewhat see that. It's like very faint though because it's just in the background.
This is powerful.
Everything is just background noise to me besides the fucking alcohol in this. It is fucking it's a single barrel. Bottled at proof too. Oh, I did not know that.
Okay, this has that feeling of when, say, for example, I was eating a bowl of strawberries and I was sitting Indian style and I haven't washed my feet in like a week.
Yeah.
And all I could smell is my feet, but them strawberries taste so good. Obviously, all I can do is smell my feet. So when you ask me how the strawberries taste, I don't know, but my feet stank.
I don't know if this was possible or not, but you just made my boner go away with that analogy. So.
What? But I'm just saying, I can't taste anything. There's no tasting notes.
I am
this,
no longer turned
shit
on.
This shit is just so powerful.
I am no longer turned on by anything now after hearing that analogy.
But it makes sense. It makes sense to me.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. It's just fucking downright disgusting.
Yeah,
right. It's just ducking down.
Ugh.
Corn.
Yeah, no.
Like,
ew, why is my Fritos? I'm
oh, Jesus Christ.
Like,
oh, I think I'm a puke up my fucking...
Like, when was the last time you washed your feet?
Oh, God.
A week ago?
Man.
And you eating strawberries? Can you smell the strawberries? No.
Are you on feet? Are you on Wiki Feet?
Oh, no. I'm just on Stank Feet.
Oh, Stank Feet. You probably got a negative three then.
Oh, no. I'm hoping it would be like a negative eight because the negative number...
I like how they put on the notes here, sweet notes. Ain't shit
dude,
sweet about
dude,
this.
Who?
This ain't sweet at all.
The guy that made it?
That's what it does say.
Yeah.
He said he put sweet.
Yeah, he's like, it tastes sweet.
Tastes sweet to me.
Yeah. Bitch, because you've been drinking it nonstop.
Yeah. This is,
how many times has your palate touched this?
This does not taste sweet at all. I love how he says it's rich and savory and sweet. I was like, what?
Wait, is this R. Kelly?
Shit, might as well be his cocoa butter.
Yeah.
Because I can taste right now.
I make lemons taste sweet.
Oh. Oh, it still tastes like a lemon to me, Kelly. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know how much you can ship him or put some shit on it.
Yeah, this is, I don't know.
It's my birthday! It's my birthday!
Just trying to remind people that it's your birthday.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it's that. Your birthday. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, KDL. Mark,
thank you. KDL! My birthday!
That guy over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Way the fuck over here. Remember,
I gotta social tell distancing. You, three more glasses of this, you can get fucked up on
it. Three?
Yeah.
Just let me sniff it for a...
Well, it doesn't help that we've had like shots and cocktails and stuff now. And you had that other MGP too. So I was like, man, this is...
Man, I'm telling you, I could just sit here and just bury my nose in this shit.
Yeah, it'll probably cure
out. Get me fucking drunk.
Yeah, because his nose is deepening, and I bet all you smell still is alcohol.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I love how you put, like, it's nuanced and elegant and profile, lends a soft note. There ain't shit soft about this motherfucking
hole. There is no notes. What are you talking about? It's you telling me that you're listening to current hip hop and telling me it's great music. That shit is just fucking loud noise.
But what about, like, this is like, every time I sniff this, like, this is the complete opposite of soft and sweet.
No, it's
this ain't blanket.
No, it smells like angry and upset.
This smells like a black man. And frustration and cocoa butter, baby. This is
like you waiting for a check.
Man, like you waiting for a stimulus.
Where the fuck is my goddamn check?
You waiting for a stimulus check so you can go crazy on some Crown Royal or something like that or whatever. You know, you gotta pay that toaster off at Rent-A-Center or something. Yeah. You know, shit. But this, no. What the fuck? No, this ain't sweet at all. Like, every time I take a sip or a nose, I'm like, this is...
Man, it doesn't even... It just keeps that consistency every time. I've sniffed this thing at least 30 times already.
We should put a drop of water in there. See if it opens it up.
Man. Maybe you should.
Like, if you had a cut wound on your arm right now, I would just throw this shit on your hand right now. And just be like, here you go.
No, I would probably tell you, stop. You're wasting it.
Yeah, true. He's like, it's falling out. Yeah, stop. What's wrong with you?
It's $400. For other people, it might be a little bit more. Or a lot more.
Yeah, a lot more. Like, exactly.
Believe me, the minute you poured it, I will start slurping it up real quick. You better get an eyedropper and get it right in the cut.
Okay, the water, it doesn't open it up, but it does fade the alcohol a little bit down, just a little bit.
This is that kind of shit, okay, if this was like $40 and it tasted like this, tonight
we're getting fucked up.
Yeah, I only need about two of these, and I'm good.
For $400, first of all.
Okay, for $400 for us.
Man.
Yeah.
The price, first of all, is the only thing that I have a problem with the bottle so far.
But isn't that the whole namesake that that's how they roll?
What, Whistle Pig?
Yeah, everything about their shit's expensive.
Does they have any bottle that's under $100?
Yeah, I think
that one, the piggyback. that nobody wants. Yeah,
like $59.
Yeah, nobody wants. Okay, yeah. By the way, nobody fucking wants the piggyback or whatever shit. Every one of their bottles has got to be like over $100 though. It's like pushing $100 or more.
I think the 10, if you get the 10.
Yeah, but that's like, it's 98.
Right, it's just under 100, maybe.
But no, it's 98. Yeah. Like, it's pushing, but like some places
might have. Yeah, get a fucking coupon or some shit.
Yeah, some places will have it for like on stuff like $79 or whatever.
Yeah,
stuff,
the picture you sent me.
Yeah, it's 79 bucks, whatever. So
yeah, but I got it for that price.
But the average price that you see it around, it's $98 most of the time, whatever.
89,
shit.
90 bucks, 95 bucks.
And this shit to me just ain't that great or whatever. Like, it's fine, it's decent, whatever, but it's like, it's just a brand to me.
I think it's for us.
But this right here.
The prestige of having it.
I would say even the Boss Hog 5 that we had before, whatever, it's good. It's just not $500 good or whatever. So I would say $150 at the most.
Yeah.
This one, I would say it's better than that one.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt, this one's way better.
I would have not even known if you had a blind taste tested me on this.
I would have thought this was. I
probably would be like, Booker's? Maybe.
I would have thought it was bourbon, to be honest. Yeah. I would have looked at the color. I'd have been like, this got to be fucking bourbon. I mean,
it is so dark.
Another thing too is 500 plus 250. I would say 250 is the most for this one.
Okay, I'll go to three.
I'll go 300 too. 300.
Three. If it was 299, like $320. I'd be like, okay.
I just can't justify anything over $400 or $500 or whatever and shit nowadays.
Well, I have something right here that I can justify that's $400 or $500.
But that's worth it though. Yeah. Hey, it's glass death.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't be just slamming shit.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. This motherfucker. Okay, we're just gonna put this back on the floor. Okay,
put that back on the floor.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go right there with that shit.
Get it on the floor. Get it on the floor.
Just trying to breaking my desk, aren't you? Whatever. No, it's got enough shit going. Pigpen looking at you like this dirty motherfucker.
Sorry, I kicked out yesterday.
Okay, well, anyway, though, so... You shot that shit.
Wow. Oh, my God.
What the fuck was you thinking? Like, woo! Oof, man.
Ooh, let me call my Uber. Woo!
Man.
Woo.
Your Uber, you're already home, though.
Yeah, pretty much. Man, all of those that dad. This will be one of those take your sweet ass time drink. Yeah, if you can't finish it, set it aside and drink it later.
This is one of those.
Wow!
I got a little tiny grill. I'm sitting on the balcony and I'm just frying a hot dog on that motherfucker. And I'm just sitting there looking at the sunlight, going, "I bet it ain't shit out there to do."
Okay,
today.
People, if y'all were here watching it, it didn't look like he was hot dogging. It looked like he was beating his shit off with his right hand. He had that hand gesture like he was about to beat his shit. Like he's stroking it downwards.
People always say that I need to be on camera, and I'm just
downward dog. Hey, maybe we should
be like, do you really want that?
Maybe we should do it that way. You know how like some of the people do podcasts and they actually video recording. And just,
those people suck though.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, those people really suck.
Yeah, nobody want to see us.
No, they do. They just can't though.
Yeah. Okay.
They will one day, just not today or whatever and stuff. Yeah. And those other podcasts, they suck. There's only one good drinking show out there that I know of, and it's my show.
Do you have by chance...
The Last Drop? Yes, I do.
Does the show itself have like a...
Drug dealers?
Oh, that too.
Yeah, no, he's 14.
I was referring to more in a sense of, say, like a fan club email.
Anyway, people, so...
I'm just saying, I know, because if I was a fan, I want to write in and say what's up.
Yeah, anyway, though, now, people, what we're going to do now, whatever shit, is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to finish mine off air because I...
You didn't finish... Yeah, look at you. Weak sauce.
Suck my dick.
Weak sauce.
I'm about to show you weak sauce.
Yeah, weak sauce. Hey, this is my glass table. Stop fucking trying to break it. Yeah.
That can't break it.
Okay, but I just want everybody to know that the top right here, it's a black pig in samurai gear.
Man, I had more black than you, and I downed mine faster.
What? Please. I've been done.
You only had like a little drop left.
I ain't dropped nothing. Okay, yeah. Well, there's a little bit here.
Yeah, exactly. Look at you. You need to lick that motherfucker dry. Oh, wait, I'm like, that's my glass. I don't want you licking shit.
COVID.
Oh.
Oh, don't touch me.
Well, anyway, we're going to get out of here now, because...
Because someone want to go eat that other hamburger.
I didn't lie. I've been thinking about the hamburger.
Yeah, he's talking about the hamburger 47 minutes ago.
Man, I'm ready to eat that motherfucker right now. Like, I don't give a shit about writing anything right now other than that burger and that fucking bacon dripping off that motherfucker right now. It's like the cream filling between the two. When you bite into that motherfucker, whatever and shit. This shit tastes good enough. Shit. You know, Barco got a new burger coming out, right? It's better than a motherfucker.
Man, if they made a triple?
Oh. Okay, you could ask for that.
Oh.
Man, you know you could ask for that. You could ask for anything. Like,
maybe what I should do is take a little bit of this and have them marinate my ground beef.
Well, what you can do, you could ask whatever
crazy talk.
But whatever you want on it, whatever and shit, like how my sister Danae had got egg on her. It's not on the menu, but you could ask whatever you want to throw on there, just throw it on there. Whatever. The problem with it is that shit's gonna be messier than a motherfucker.
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm gonna have them make me a double locomoco, egg, fried rice, bacon, hamburger.
Oh, you chop the ground beef of the hamburger up into your locomoco.
Well, locomoco is pretty much a ground beef patty.
Yeah, but this is like,
I want a locomoco.
I don't think it's the same meat.
No.
I bet it's different meat.
You're probably right, because I don't think they put that in there.
Yeah.
Unless.
All right, anyway.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out and report back to y'all.
So, this has been Whiskey Week. This has been the Whistle Pig. This has been the Boss Hog.
Boss. Yeah.
Samurai scientist or whatever. You know,
for those Dukes of Hazzard fans.
Nobody's a fan of that shit on here.
It was white people from the South.
Shit, what'd that tell you a lot right there?
Daisy Duke, baby.
I don't give a fuck about that bony ass white girl. No.
I'm talking about her. I'm talking about the actual pair of clothing.
Now, if you want to put Nicki Minaj in some of those, whatever, her the next Daisy. Wait,
didn't somebody dumb ask about, they thought Anaconda was about a snake?
Okay, Yoon. Anyway, so I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
Hey, I'm Yoon. That's that guy.
And like I always say, livers will never be the same. Glasses will never be dry. And
the space between your legs will be oh so wet. Like my cup here.
Oh, wet like your cup?
Yep, wet like my cup. Ow. Whistle pig. Wet pig. Wet pussy. Get me some.
I don't think you're getting any of that.
No, you're probably not. No, I'm at home. I'm just being my shit.
COVID.